Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is part one of two titled Attachment to God's House, and is based on Psalm 27:4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. We have previously considered the importance of attendance to the local church in our section on and our studies on loving the Lord. But we return to it, this wonderful theme, one last time simply because of just how critical it really is. For it is also a part of our service for our Lord. In light of that previous study, and if I may be so bold, there is something seriously amiss with the Christian who does not desire such attendance and make it a priority of life. David himself challenges us with his testimony. Of the many outstanding qualities we see in David, only his love for God's Word that we see so graphically in Psalm 19 and Psalm 119 equaled his passionate attachment to God's house. I want to share with you here seven principles, just the first one in this episode, and then we'll look at the others in part two. First, we see the place of this attachment, and that is the house of the Lord. This is the place David longed to be more than anywhere else. When driven into exile, it wasn't his possessions, his power, or his position that David missed. Rather, it was God and the sanctuary, Psalm 63:1 and 2. That is, God's presence in the tabernacle, the place of prayer and public worship that David longed for. Yes, this is Old Testament. There is, however, most certainly a New Testament parallel. As the Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesians, in whom ye also are builded up together for a habitation, and the Greek word there literally means dwelling place, of God through the Spirit, Ephesians 2:22. Going even deeper with the Corinthians, at one point he showed them that individually every Christian is indwelled by the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19. Even before that, however, Paul told them that they were indwelt collectively. That is, the Holy Spirit dwells not only in each Christian, but he indwells in the entire assembly, the church as a whole, in chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. It is extremely important that we understand that the Holy Spirit not only makes his earthly sanctuary in the Christian, but that he also makes his earthly sanctuary in the church. That is, the universal body of Christ. Now, does this principle have any practical application to the local church? I know some answer with a resounding no. They insist where we meet is not a sanctuary because the Spirit indwells the believer who is the real sanctuary. Rather, we all meet in the auditorium or what we just dubbed our new building to be our multi-purpose facility. You see, calling it a sanctuary is too narrow and too rigid and too formal. Well, I would lovingly submit, however, it is that very attitude that has helped destroy the spirit of reverence and true worship in many churches today. Tragically, as A.W. Tozer once observed, today's church has been turned into a religious theater. And indeed, God designed the local church to be a reflection of the universal church. That is, a reflection of the body of Christ. Both are the dwelling place of God's presence, so both should manifest reverence and worship. This should be the place where we want to be. If you'd like to go a little deeper on your own, here are some scriptures for study. What do the following verses in Psalms say about the house of the Lord? Psalm 23:6, Psalm 122, verse 1, and finally, Psalm 92, verse 13. Our next episode is part two of two of Attachment to God's House, again based upon Psalm 27:4. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek Him early.